This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Hour 3 Headlines. What do you got, Draven?
Shout out Code Red. Sending this in, Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Oh my God, where is this going?
It's probably not good, right? When I say Arkansas Pine Bluff,
I can't think of anything that would make me think, "Oh, that's a good headline." But I'm interested to see what Code Red came up with.
Their head coach.
Good job by him for coming up with some headlines.
Yeah, helpful. Never seen. I ain't doing that. Arkansas Pine Bluff's head coach called a timeout, and we're just talking about Iowa State. They just played Iowa State on the road. He called a timeout in the middle of the game to make the team run laps.
Sprints, laps.
It says laps on here, but sprints.
I saw sprints just down.
I mean,
to the
sprints and laps
and
are kind of the same thing, right? I mean, what's the I guess
laps. I mean, I saw the video. Like, it was definitely just like sprints, like baseline to baseline.
It's semantics. A lap is you go around something. A sprint, I mean, you don't really do that in basketball. Especially
but if I told
court
you
side.
They're running laps on the court, you would know what I was talking about.
It'd be way more embarrassing, I think, to make them run laps because they had to run by, like, the whole, like, people on the...
It's embarrassing no matter what.
Right, but you'd have to actually run past in single file line the people sitting there, and then you have to go across the other bench. Like, you'd have to go in front of them. Like, sprints, to me, is just like, hey, I ran down to the baseline and came back. Like, that's, to me, a little less embarrassing. Still embarrassing. And if I was on that team, I would probably transfer out right now.
I would quit. Yeah. I would quit right then and there. As soon as he asked me to run sprints, I would quit. there's no way.
You're trying too hard there if you're a coach.
You would think. I mean, come on. Their head coach, Solomon Bozeman. Never heard of him.
Just trying to make a name for himself.
Kind of seems like it. He looks like a younger guy, too. When I say that, wouldn't you think maybe older? Like,
no, he's probably a tough guy trying to put his culture in.
Well, it's not really working because they're 1-6. So
he's fed up.
1-6.
I mean, maybe it'll work out. Maybe it'll work out.
It will not work out. This guy's getting fired by the end of the season. I'm going to look up, see how long he's been there, but this is not working out. It's the opposite of working out. These players should revolt against this guy.
What's his name?
Solomon Bozeman.
I want to see how long he's been there, too. Bozeman. Coaching rank. I'd be surprised if he was there for longer than, like, 2 years, but.
Scene.
Used to be a former American basketball player, a professional basketball player. He's been there for 1 year. Yeah. This is his first year.
Yeah.
You're getting his culture right then.
Yeah. AP honorable mention All American though in 2011. So, I mean.
Hey, where'd he play? South Florida?
Yeah.
And Little Rock, it looks like. Why does it have two different?
I mean, I guess he transferred. I don't know.
But it's like 6 years.
From 06 to 2011, yeah. Hope he'd be an All-American. He's like 25 years old by the time he was playing.
I mean, you would think.
But, yep. So, first year there, trying to set a culture. That checks
but
out.
But then again, it's like, if I'm a player, I'm like, man, this is Arkansas Pine Bluff. I come down here to get a little education, shoot some hoops with my friends, have a good time. And you're out here making me run sprints while the student section's making fun of us.
Yeah.
While the student section's laughing at us.
That's tough.
Yeah. No way. Setting the culture my ass. No, he ain't doing anything.
Yeah, that's tough to be there running in front of the other girls. God. All the girls out there watching you, that's tough.
Just awful. Yeah. What else is awful is Zion Williamson. Guess what? He's not playing. Guess what? His return is delayed once again. What's new? Here we go.
Cue the Thanksgiving jokes.
I mean, come on, man. Soreness in his foot. His return has been delayed. He's not practicing right now. I mean, I just...
I know you tried to inexplicably put Ja Morant in the top 10 players in the NBA. Which I think was you just really reaching and trying to upset us. But
John Morant's playing pretty well,
he's
though.
He's not better than Trey. He's not playing better than Trey.
He's not playing right now in general.
Yeah, like, I don't even know what you're talking about. But if you could, like, redraft, like, would Ja have been the number one pick?
Yeah, I think so.
At this point, yeah.
At least getting.
I mean, if you could just redraft him right now, like, Ja Morant or Zion, like, you're taking Ja Morant, right?
Yeah.
Is there anybody else studs in that draft?
I mean, R.J. Barrett isn't a stud by any means, but he was a number three pick. I mean, like, he's fine. Like, was Garland that draft?
Like,
he was balling
10.
Last night for the Cavs.
I don't know if he was that draft.
He was number five. So Zion, five.
DeAndre Hunter was in that draft.
Yeah, he went four.
Cam Reddish,
I mean, Jarrett Culver.
So we got two of like the top five out of the draft. Yeah, that's crazy. So.
Kobe White. Has Kobe White been doing anything with the Bulls? I'm sure you probably don't play as much with all this.
Yeah,
they got Caruso, dog.
Yeah, there's a reason they went out and got all those guys.
Yeah, I would say.
I feel like Ja would be number one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Hell,
Cam Johnson from UNC that ended up in Phoenix would probably be a top six pick.
I think he's in a good situation, though, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. But I mean, like, he's turned into a pretty good player, though. He laughed at that pick when they made it, but like, he's turned out to be pretty good.
I would maybe take Tyler Hero over Zion. Is that too?
I feel like that's a little too far. Although, hell, we don't know
if
Zion's ever going to play. Who
knows?
Like,
man. And
as fat as he is, with all like having foot problems already, that seems problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take Grant Williams over Zion?
Well,
50-40-90
is appealing.
He's playing at least.
Yeah.
What about Kevin Porter Jr., who had his triple double taken away? Because it was what I said.
Did they take it away?
Yeah, because when you control the tip, it's a rebound. Like the guy passed it on a rebound.
Yeah,
like
he tipped it out to him.
Right,
yeah.
Or tipped it? No, actually tipped it back in towards the basket, which is really a faux pas. You don't tip back towards your basket, but they took it away from him and said that was a cheap rebound.
The
NBA
came out. Yep.
Fair enough. Like the
Which
NBA.
I called at the time. I said that.
The NBA saying, hey, nah, you don't get any free ones out here. I don't care how excited you get.
It wasn't a triple-double.
I think I'd still take Tyler Hero over Zion at this point. No kidding.
I mean, I don't think it's crazy, I guess. I mean,
he's averaging like 20 a game. Hero is.
Hero's been good. And plus, with Zion's weight and his injury history already, like he's had a couple foot issues or a foot and knee issue. Like that seems like it's adding up.
Yep.
Him being as fat as he is. That seems crazy to say, though. But I'm not saying I disagree. But it seems crazy to say.
That seemed a little crazy. Kind of.
Ty Hero should have gone higher in that draft.
Where did he?
Like
I just 13,
looked
at
right?
It.
I think so.
I think it was lower.
No, it was
13. Yeah.
And explicitly behind PJ Washington.
Hey, PJ, he's not bad. He's not bad for the buzz, okay?
Be better. He's not as good as Ty Hero.
Probably not. We didn't really talk about the Notre Dame. Got their head coach, too. Well, I guess
that isn't official yet.
It's not officially official, but finalizing has been the words used that came out last night to hire the defense coordinator, Marcus Freeman.
I knew the players wanted him. They're talking about it on that podcast.
Does that ever work well, though? Does it ever work well when the coaches or the players want a specific coach? Like last time I remember that was Freddie Kitchens. That's the last time I heard of a player being like, "No, no, this guy. We're telling you this guy."
I feel like it probably works better in college.
Maybe players.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
Players aren't going to be there the whole time. It's like, what do you know? I don't know. I never like the whole, hey, the players like this guy, let's keep him.
It's usually for like a continuity kind of thing. It's like, hey, this guy knows the system we've been running and stuff like that. We just want to keep the same stuff in place.
Yeah, well, they also mentioned offense coordinator Tommy Reese said he'll remain at Notre Dame as well.
What a look at me moment that was from him. Did you guys see the Twitter video they put out?
Yeah.
I think talking about him returning.
And in his speech, he's talking about, I know you guys already seen stuff on Twitter, and he's like kind of downplaying Twitter as they take a video to tweet out. But I just want to tell you guys face to face, I'm here. I love this place, and I want to win a championship. And kind of stumbled around talking for another 30 seconds, like, let's go win a bleeping championship. But again, I know you guys already saw on Twitter, but screw Twitter as we put this on Twitter.
Sounds about right. We like this hire. We talked about this guy a little bit. Young, is it with 35, correct?
Yeah, he's 35.
I mean
he's
this is
good.
To like, I don't want to say rebuild, but it's like, you're going to give this guy a few years, right?
I think it's the opposite of rebuild. I think it's them trying to keep things rolling. I think they are trying to keep this top recruiting class.
Just keep him as the damn defense coordinator and hire a head coach who's competent.
I mean,
he's never been a head coach before. It just like,
yeah, I mean, like,
it could easily
come down. I doubt Luke Fickell would be like, okay, I want to be a head coach in Notre Dame, but I also want you to pick my offensive and defensive coordinator for me.
Most big-time coaches wouldn't do that. Like,
now, maybe Fickell would because he worked with Marcus Freeman the year before.
Marcus Freeman just because the players – a few seniors who may not even be there next year said they liked him.
I would say Freeman and Reese are a large part responsible for this recruiting class. And I would say they're looking and just trying to keep it rolling and saying, hey. And look, I mean, I think you have a better chance of hitting a home run with a 35-year-old coach than you do of hiring. Like, what happens if Luke Fickell says no?
Yep.
I think you have a better chance of hitting a home run at Notre Dame, especially with Marcus Freeman, than you would by trying to bring in Luke Campbell. Or Matt Campbell, sorry. Matt yeah. Campbell.
I agree.
Where, like, he's going to come and, like, you know, if I'm a Notre Dame recruit, I'm probably not going to stay with him. I don't know. Like, it could be a disaster, but I think we've seen, like, pretty much it's a 50-50 toss-up whenever coaches get hired anyways. Like, going to get fired 50% of the time. So, we'll see if it works out. I don't blame them, though, for being like, look, we also have to put this to bed because we have to have a coach for the playoff if we make the playoff. And, like, we're at the 5 spot right now.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Like, we can't have an interim.
I mean, we talked about that yesterday. Like, that's a factor.
I mean, it might look desperate, but at the same time, it also could show some confidence that, like, hey, we like what we have here. Like, we like these two young coordinators we have, and these guys are studs. If I'm Tommy Reese, I'm like, damn, I'm never going to be the head coach here if we're going to hire this guy. But still, like, they're going to pay us good money, and, you know, maybe they'll keep it rolling. I don't know. What a glow up from him, though. I mean, like, he was a defensive coordinator at Cincinnati, what, last year?
Yeah.
And now he's the head coach at Notre Dame? Yeah. And I remember, like, Notre Dame fans not liking him at the beginning of the year because he was running that 3-3-5, but I guess he's really won over the team. So,
margin. I mean, my goodness. Like you said, he's only been there a year.
Sure.
And
I mean,
they love him.
I guess the fans feel? He's probably a recruit.
Fans response?
I've seen a lot of the younger fans be pretty excited about it just because he's, like, really good at recruiting. And, like, I mean, like, they don't want to start over. And nothing tells us that Luke Fickell will be able to do any better at a big job. I mean, granted, he's been a head coach at Cincinnati. We've seen that. But, like, we don't know if he can do it at a big place.
And, I mean, if it works, you're getting a 35-year-old that could be there for the next 35 years.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So,
a couple more NFL headlines to wrap up real quick. NFL will air its first public service announcement on sports betting, responsible sports betting.
Say that again.
First public service announcement on responsible sports betting will come out during the Cowboys-Saints game tonight.
Oh, okay. It's kind of surprising they haven't done that
I was going to say, I mean, as long as it's kind of gone on now, but either way, so that'll be the first time there. And then we also have the Cleveland Browns, Callie Brownson, an assistant coach over there. She's actually chief of staff. That's her position over Cleveland, one of the handful of female assistant coaches in the NFL, will now coach the U.S. Women's Tackle national team this summer, World Championships in Finland.
Okay.
I didn't even know they had this women's tackle national team. Did you know this?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe somewhere deep down in the back of my mind.
Heard about it. But yeah, that's kind of cool. And then I got to talk about, I guess, Alec Baldwin denying that he pulled the trigger in the first interview since his.
So he's saying the gun just went off? Or he's saying someone else shot him?
I think he was saying that just kind of the gun went off.
Okay.
Kind of said, what could I have done? He insists that he never pulled the trigger, but it appeared to fire on its own. So.
What?
That seems okay, I guess.
Trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger. He said, often,
if you say
having
so,
to
Alec.
Pause to collect himself or wipe away a tear. So
the gun just attacked unprovoked.
I would never point a gun at anyone at. I would never point a gun at anyone. This sentence doesn't make sense. Or point a trigger at them. I think that was a typo. Never is what he said. So, you buying it?
No. But, I mean, I wasn't there. So, I mean, if I'm him, this is a smart thing to say. But, man, I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah. Do you think...
I'm going to see the movie when it comes out.
Do you still... I was going to ask about that. What about the movie? I just...
You got to put the movie out. That's what she would have wanted. That's what Alec has to say. That's what she would have wanted. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. Anything you boys want to talk about? Anything on your mind? What about you, Code Red? Anything on your mind? No? Okay.
Not really.
Draven, anything?
You know what's on my mind.
Just the boys?
The boys tonight.
Thursdays are for the boys.
They are. I kind of hate Thursday night football, though.
Sure.
This doesn't feel really right. Don't feel like super game day ready.
The good news is they gave you a full week off.
Yeah, I guess a short turnaround would be kind of tough.
Yeah, they gave you a full week off. It's a full Thursday, and you should be used to it by now. It's kind of weird that the Cowboys get this every year. They get the Thursday Thanksgiving, then a Thursday night afterwards.
I always kind of like the idea.
I mean, sure, and I understand why they do it, because they want, you know, people like watching the Cowboys. Game is more important for the Saints, though, right?
They're done. Can we quit
talking about you're saying they're done?
Still
okay.
In there.
Okay.
I mean, all these injuries, no quarterback.
I don't know. Taysom could be the guy.
Taysom Hill runs all over us tonight. We'll lose my mind. I will lose my mind. I've been a big anti-Taysom Hill guy, to be honest. Just the whole with him and Drew Brees, him coming in and taking away Drew Brees, who is like just completed three passes in a row and is starting to feel it, and then you take him out for a 2-yard quarterback power. I never understood the Taysom Hill stuff. Even, you know, minus the massive contract they gave him for what he's worth. Like, still never got it.
You got to hate that around the league. If you're one of these guys that actually, like, does a bunch of different stuff on offense and you're seeing this guy getting paid a ton.
Like, if I'm Cordell Patterson, I'm sick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm the actual gadget guy. Let me play some quarterback. I could do what Taysom Hill does. I guarantee you Cordell can throw the ball at least a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I see him playing catch with the fans before the game, right? I mean, at least he can throw practicing. It a little bit.
Is he on I'm assuming he's on a 1-year deal.
Yep.
Falcons going to re-sign him to like a big
depends on how much he wants.
Franchise tag.
I mean, whichever one's cheaper, running back or receiver. Can we franchise him just as a kick returner? Is that possible?
Running back, maybe.
Yeah.
He's going to get screwed. They're going to try to classify him as a running back. Actually, he took X amount of rushes this year.
Yeah.
That's what the 49ers are probably trying to do with Debo, too. Like, technically, buddy, you're a running back now. We've switched your position. Next level things. It will be an interesting contract situation for Cordero because he's been one of the 10 best weapons in the NFL this year.
Yeah, but then he'll also be like, he's already 30.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I got a 3-year deal. I mean, a 2- or 3-year deal. I mean, or a big 1-year deal.
Yeah. We also don't have any cap room.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt it's going to be with the Falcons, but then like, if he's not with the Falcons, will he be as effective? Because I mean, it's the only place in his career he's been pretty effective.
I was going to say, better I feel stay. Like he'll go get a big contract somewhere else and go back to being just a kick returner, just the kick returner we used to see.
It's a weird question of what's going to happen with him. But, all right, so you're saying just don't even talk about the Saints, write them off. You're really overlooking this team tonight.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to end up being foolish or not. I don't think we could say I don't think you can make the case you're not overlooking them. Now, maybe it's justified.
I don't think you can necessarily – like, I know they have the injuries and stuff, but you can't really say that they're out of, like, the playoff race the way the NFC is and where they're sitting. Like, obviously they have an uphill battle, but –
Now, of their bad losses recently, like Cam, I mean, is the one to the Falcons, is that the only home loss they've had? Do they lose any other ones that I'm missing? Because, I mean, I know the Titans one was.
Bills on Thanksgiving. That was at home.
Okay. Yeah. And that was ugly, too. Yeah. Yeah, that was ugly, too. I mean,
good defense. Simeon's not worth anything. Still no running backs. That was one they had, like, nobody at all.
Four straight. Yeah, they've lost four straight.
I will say Sean Payton has never lost five straight. Well, as a head coach.
I would say there aren't very many active coaches right now that have lost five straight.
That's right.
That's a good point.
I mean, like,
well.
I mean, maybe Belichick did that one year with like the Browns, but like I would be surprised if he had lost five straight. Maybe he did last year during COVID with Cam. Maybe I don't know, but like
I still don't really think so. Even
I don't know how many. I guess this year has Pete Carroll lost five games in a row this year now. Maybe with the way they've been this year,
probably.
Yeah, man,
sure. The Saints have to be kicking themselves over the early season losses to Carolina and the Giants. Like, oof. Mm-hmm. You'd be sitting at least decent because, like, after the game this week, they have the Jets. So
it's hard to lose five games in a row in the NFL, honestly.
Yeah.
The Seahawks haven't. They lost 3 in a row, beat Jacksonville, then lost 3 more in a row. So they've lost 6 of their last 7, but not 5 in a row. Which maybe he did with the Patriots or the Jets, I don't know. But that's a stat that doesn't surprise me. There aren't very many 5-in-a-row coaches that get to survive that. Saints, I guess, are still dealing with it. They've had a decent little like win streak, though, right, in terms of winning seasons?
Yeah. I mean, if we're going 9-7.
Since Kamara's been drafted, right? I mean, they've had a winning season. Because I know they're always on there with the list of the Titans, like the Titans and – Chiefs and Seahawks and the Saints, I think, were the only teams that had a winning record for 5 straight years.
Titans have had a winning record for 5?
Since 2017, 17, 18, 19, 20, so I guess this will be the 5th.
Yeah.
Saints streak might end this year. Looks like Seattle's going to end. So we'll see, I guess. But, there were very
Pittsburgh,
few.
Pittsburgh, maybe?
Pittsburgh, well, Pittsburgh didn't have the above 500 streak because they finished 500 one year. But it does look like this might come to the end is coming to an end for Seattle. We'll see if it does for the Saints. Cam, are you writing them off? Because it seems It seems like this is a game that Sean Payton's going to have his best game plan for. Like Taysom Hill, he's going to try to just really muck it up, make it ugly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's what he did a lot of times with Taysom last year. It was just they're tough games to watch, but I don't think they're doing anything. I mean, they lose this, especially if they lose this week, obviously. But they lose this week. They got the Jets next week. They probably win that one. They have Tampa Bay, Miami, who's been playing better. Carolina's not anything. I mean, Falcons to end the year.
Zeke playing tonight?
Yeah, he's playing.
They going to give him a full workload? Or is he
probably not. No, probably not. I would say you'll see probably just as much Trey Pollard.
His over-under on yards was like 40.
Oh, really?
45 maybe at most.
Okay.
He's in the 40s. I mean, Saints have a good run defense too.
I mean, kind
of. You really don't have to run on the Saints. I think the Falcons, when we beat them, I think we had 34 total rushing yards, and 8 of those were from Matt Ryan.
I feel like the Eagles ran down their throat, though.
Biggest reason why Dallas has kind of struggled the last couple weeks, too, is they haven't been able to run the football, man. I mean, even the Raiders game didn't really have any running attack whatsoever. So they gotta run the football. Got to find a way to do something. Yeah. I would just sit Zeke if it was me.
Zeke. Just sitting for the whole.
I mean, Tony Pollard is very slightly worse than Ezekiel Elliott. So Ezekiel Elliott not 100% makes me think Tony Pollard is better than Ezekiel Elliott.
I still think Pollard's better than Zeke.
I just would go let Zeke get 10 carries and let Pollard carry 15 or 16 times if he had to. I'd just make him maybe the workhorse.
Yeah.
But still have Zeke out
maybe
there.
Zeke goal line stuff if you get down there and things like that. But, short yardage, but.
Big game.
We got this.
Where are you at? Nervous level scale 1 to 10.
It's panic mode. It's panic mode 110%.
Nervous is a 1. He's not nervous at all.
I'm not nervous about this game. I'm really not.
The same thing you said. Take care of business.
Get hot down the stretch and let's keep it rolling. At least the Raiders had a pulse. The Saints don't have a pulse, man.
The Dome is tough, though, for big games. They beat Tampa with Trevor Simeon.
Well, I will say, and last time Dak went to the Dome, he played horrible. He didn't play horrible, but we scored 9 points. We lost like 10-9 to Teddy Bridgewater. And he wasn't even the starter. That was his first game he started after Breeze got hurt, bust up his finger or whatever against the Rams. So,
like Aiden just said, they're tops in the leagues in yards per carry. Fewest yards per carry.
Who is?
Saints defense.
Okay. And Dallas has, look at efficiency-wise, we have the most efficient offense in the NFL still. I mean, we could throw stats all day. They're done. They're done. They're done.
The fork is in them, baby.
The fork is in them. We're about to
Taysom likes
dig in a little deeper. We're about to dig in a little deeper.
When Taysom breaks off like a 40-yard touchdown run, I'm going to
Cam, it sounds like you're rooting for the Saints tonight. Are you rooting for the Saints
tonight? Cam. I'm very conflicted, but I want to say I'm leaning no.
Do not stoop to that
you're
level.
You're leaning no. You don't have a definite no?
Draven's making it very hard for me to.
Really?
Wow.
You're making it very hard. And
your hatred of me is
you know how much
your hatred for
not
the Saints.
My hatred of you. My hatred of you coming in here every day. Like you just won the Super Bowl off of beating everyday team. Like that's what you're gonna do tomorrow. You're right. You're saying they're done. You beat the Saints. They're gonna come in tomorrow. Like you just won the Super Bowl.
I'm not gonna
like,
come in.
We're
tomorrow.
Back. We're back. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I told you to go ahead and write in your diary. I'm already telling you what's gonna happen tonight. It's gonna happen, and then I'm gonna come in tomorrow and tell you exactly what I said was gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky. I just it's against my moral compass to pull for the Saints. Yeah, I still need you to beat
them.
This
is sad.
Unfortunately.
What's sad?
Cam's level of dislike for you and your Cowboys that
he's
considering.
Very hurtful is what it is.
Rooting for a team that he might be competing for a wild card spot against.
And he hates.
And his biggest rival ever, yeah.
He hates them.
Why do you hate them so
much? How does that make you feel?
Hurt.
That's sad, man. That's pitiful. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. What a sign of the times. As ESPN will apparently flex out the Battle of Los Angeles. No, not UCLA versus USC. Not, USC Cal? Is that who's playing this weekend?
Yeah.
No, not that. The Lakers and Clippers on Friday will no longer be shown on primetime in ESPN. Wow, imagine telling yourself that.
So only the Hawks getting Friday night.
Well, no. They're putting another game on there.
I was about to say.
Yeah, they're not just saying we'll take no game, just put on dead air.
Okay, I was like, huh, bold move.
Sometimes when I watch Russell Westbrook play, I'm like, I'd rather just be watching dead air. But they're going to put something else on. But they said, we don't want the Lakers, big brand, against the Clippers. Which, I mean, I guess no Kawhi, no LeBron, but still, sign of the times.
Interesting.
As they tell neither LA team we want them, instead they're putting on Warrior Suns.
Oh, well, that's not a surprise.
Okay. That's a surprise that they're flexing the Lakers and Clippers
it's
off.
It's not a surprise that they're flexing that game in, though.
No, it's not.
I mean, people are calling it the rematch. I saw it. I was listening to Sports Center today. They said, oh, we got the rematch Friday. It's like, the rematch?
Really, I hate that the Suns are playing tonight, I believe.
Oh, are they?
Believe so. So I think they'll be on a back-to-back in three. That'd be three games in four nights for them. So
then again, they play somebody bad, though. Pistons, is that who it is?
Yeah, they play Pistons at home. Yeah, so like maybe they'll be able to get out to an early, but I don't know. I don't think they've really been a team that's like put people, bench them for back-to-backs, but I don't know like if Chris Paul will play.
They're kind of playing for this winning streak, too.
They are playing for the win streak. You're all right about that. So maybe they more so might rest tonight against the Pistons and take their luck. More full strength against the Warriors, but also like they're competing for a division championship in the one seed, and you know if you're Phoenix, you can't punt on that. I guess like you have to try to get the one seed because you need that in the playoffs, especially if it's between whether or not going there or going to the Bay. How about for that for the sign of the times though? Lakers taken off of national TV.
Mm. One America team falls. Who's next?
Nah, we'll. Well,
what, we're going to get flexed out? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Cam?
I don't think the Cowboys will get flexed out. I wish the NFL was as eager to flex the people out as they are with the NBA and ESPN, yeah. I guess. But basketball fans, you can celebrate the 75th anniversary season tonight with some games, or you can take advantage of Friday's mega matchup with the Suns going to the Warriors. I imagine the Warriors are going to be like a 3.5, and maybe more like a 4.5, 5-point favorite just because they'll, you know, be playing on the second night of a back-to-back if you're Phoenix. But all new customers can place their first bet risk-free. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, they'll give you up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. You can be on the NBA with it. You can be on the college football championship weekend with it. Ooh. Tonight's NFL games. We can keep in mind they got the new customer promotion there for the 5 to win 150. FanDuel is always putting out good promotions and boosts and specials like these. Maybe wait to see how the Saints look. I feel like if the Saints get off to a hot start, Draven, you might be in trouble tonight.
Taysom's very annoying to play against.
That's what I'm saying. If they get a lead and they start running out those four-yard runs and keeping the clock moving and controlling the time of possession, might be a game where Dallas gets in trouble. So maybe wait and see what the live betting looks like. FanDuel has live betting, and it's easy to place your first bet fast during a game if you see a trend you like. There's no better place to bet than FanDuel Sportsbook. If you already have an account, all customers can get up to $50 back when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend gets $50 too. Just invite them using your exclusive referral link, which can easily be found when you tap the refer icon. See for yourself and let your friend see for himself or herself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use the promo code TALKSPORTS. Get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA or college football or NFL season. That's promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only refund issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. See this WWE news?
No, what happened with them?
I know what you're thinking. Oh, John's about to talk wrestling. No. No, not exactly. But the WWE today announced that they are launching a game-breaking next-in-line program. Next-in-line, also you could say NIL deal, that they will partner with the NCAA effective July 1st. Well, I mean, I guess July 1st is when the NIL came into play, so excuse me for saying that. But they are announcing over the next couple weeks their plan. But basically, the WWE is going to get involved with college athletes of all sports, not just college wrestlers. Because, I mean, if you think some of their biggest talent of all time has been college football players. Think Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns was a football player at Georgia Tech. I don't know if Brock Lesnar played football at Minnesota before he was just a wrestler. But I know, like, after he became a wrestler, he tried out for the Vikings and was, like, on their preseason team for a bit. So, like, there's a mix of football players that go on to become professional wrestlers.
Yep. Hmm.
Some gymnastics, track, like Bianca Belair. Like, they're going to basically take the best athletes in college athletics and try to partner with them. I don't know how much money will be coming to these people, but it's something to keep an eye on as we have a, you know, basically them using them as a feeder system. Like, hey, you know, if you go pro, whatever, but if not, you know, maybe we'll get you in and get you taught of how to be a professional wrestler.
Pretty cool.
Nice. Give them a career path. Yeah,
I think it's pretty smart for WWE to do as well in terms of trying to get in early relationships with these people.
So are they going to be like recruiting people? Is that the process, or like, or is it going to be people like coming to them? I wonder
they
how
say
that's going to work.
It says by creating partnerships with elite athletes at all levels across a wide variety of college sports, we will dramatically expand our pool of talent and create a system that readies NCAA competitors for WWE once their collegiate careers come to a close. So I don't know if like there'll be something like, hey, we're going to expect you to then like come to the WWE. I don't think they could really legally do that. Where you're signing a contract that you have, you know, you forego any professional potential if you're a college football player. Now, you know, with other sports, like if you're a track and field person, it might be more beneficial to take the WWE money, especially when you see again what Bianca Belair has come become. You know, shout out to that VFL.
It could just be, you know, they're just kind of getting into the room of all these people and be like, hey, here's another opportunity. If this isn't working out for you or this isn't.
But they can also give them money, like, too, though, because, like, I mean, like, they signed recently the, you know, the professor, or the Olympian gold medalist.
Oh, yeah.
Whose name I've already forgotten, but that, you know, won the gold medal in the heavyweights.
I know you're talking about.
So they can pay him now.
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't know how that would affect them for, like, amateur status, like, with the Olympics. But, like, with the Olympics, usually you're allowed to have endorsements. So I would think it was still be like you would still stay eligible, like, hey, I'm not a professional athlete, I just get paid off of endorsements. You allow your Olympians to do that, so it would allow them to funnel them some money, help them out, but also like go ahead and create relationships, because you know, maybe that could lead to cheaper for them to buy you know, to pay for them when after they become ready, like the gold medal Olympic wrestler, I think his name was Gable Stevenson. Maybe he already has done some training or some mic work, or maybe he'll be more ready to step in. I don't know exactly what the issue. I don't know exactly what the plan is here, but it allowed them to, give some money to some people, and as they say, like widen their pool.
Is WWE ratings, TV ratings, stuff like that? How has it been doing the last couple of years? Is it going down? Kind of staying about the same?
It's been declining a little bit. It's been declining a little bit. So, like, I mean, they've also kind of changed their business model where they're less focused on, like, current wrestlers and all about the future, trying to find, like, future superstars. Like, they like the big guys. Like, this, to me, is them saying, hey, the indie darlings, if you will, which are usually the smaller guys who, like, make their way up that maybe aren't D1 athletes that are more like 5'10", 5'11". Some of the most popular wrestlers in the world right now are that size. But, like, with the WWE, they more try to go with, like, the 6'3", 6'4". Monster-looking guys that look like they could actually beat you up in any town. Like, they still believe in, like, the what wrestling used to be, which is where giants would come to town, like, at the fair, and you'd try to fight them. Like, that's kind of what they still try to go for. So it makes sense for them to try to, like I said, they've been investing more in trying to create future stars rather than, like, take current people and...
So it seems like.
Yeah, and make them something else. But, I mean, like, I'm trying to look up right now, like, the ratings. Like, I mean, their Friday Night SmackDown, which is... their Friday night main show on Fox. I mean, it's been hovering around 2 million viewers the last year, basically, which is, you know, pretty solid. And it's led, and it's the face of that is by, like I said, Roman Reigns, who was a D1 player at Georgia Tech. And when you compare him to the competition, the AEW, like, who is now, like, you know, coming for their spot, AEW doesn't have very many guys like that. They do more of, like, the indie guys like I'm talking about that don't look like, don't look like D1 athletes. So, like, it's a difference of philosophy, I think. I don't know how this will affect athletes. I don't know. They said they're announcing their first class in the next coming weeks of who's going to be like the first WWE class, and maybe at that point we'll find out, you know, how much money they're getting or get an idea of what they're looking for. I'd imagine, like I said, for women it'll probably be a lot of track athletes.
Yeah, yeah.
For men, you'll have some D1 football and maybe some wrestlers too, because they do. You know, if you are a technical wrestler, like a real life collegiate wrestler, there's been a lot of success for those people as well in the sport. So.
Interesting.
I don't know how.
All these people, different avenues to pursue stuff.
Sure, and also like help the track people get some money.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if they're just going to try to go with the most popular football athletes. That sounds like it wouldn't be the best route for them. Maybe they go with some offensive or defensive linemen here at Tennessee that like, no, they're not really going to play in the NFL. That like, hey, I'd like to learn more about wrestling.
A little bit too.
I don't know. Something to keep an eye on though. Uncle Bobo writes in. He wants to know over-under tonight, Draven.
I tweeted back. 46 is a little too low for me. A little too low. I think everybody thinks ugly defensive game. We'll at least score 30. I think they can get a garbage touchdown. That'll go over 46.
So 31-17.
I'm kinda taking the under. Is it down to 46 now?
Yeah, 46 is low.
It was 47 and a half this morning.
Dallas' defense just gave up 36 points last week and were pitiful.
Oh, yeah, this is down to 46. I'd still take the under.
They're not playing Derek Carr. And even with,
I'm just saying the defense
even
is,
with them getting up 31 points, it took a kickoff return, right?
Time, and
a couple big plays, right? Sean Jackson, didn't he hit like a 70-yard pass? Mm-hmm.
Who had a kickoff? We had the kickoff return.
Oh, you had the kickoff return?
Yeah.
Tony Pollard had the kickoff return.
But yeah. I was just thinking about Sean had that like early pass. Yeah.
I was just thinking about the over.
Man, Deshaun always cooking the Cowboys.
He really is, dude. I hate that guy. Every team he plays for.
He should never leave. Team. Why would he ever leave the NFC West? Or NFC East, excuse me. Just stay in the NFC East.
Guaranteed at least 200-yard games a season.
Yeah.
He's like 35.
Still fast.
He still scored 50-yard touchdowns on us.
Still fast. God, I hope you win tonight. Hey, I don't want to deal with you all day tomorrow, pouting around.
Oh, I'd be the worst. I probably just wouldn't come in.
That's even worse for me. Then I have to just carry everything. And me and Cam, our backs will be tired. Although, Kane will probably be in a better mood, so maybe that'll be. Maybe he won't
be in the best mood.
Maybe he won't be late if you don't show up. He'll just show up on time.
It's not would be made.
I just want you to be happy.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Tomorrow, our Toys for Tot toy drive. All day, you can bring some toys to our friends at National RX and help make Christmas a little bit more merry for local boys and girls. The drive will be there from 3 to 6 on location. Bring toys for both boys and girls to National RX. National RX is Farragut's neighborhood community pharmacy, locally owned and operated, veteran owned and operated. Like I said, you can go drop by anytime tomorrow, but the drive will be there from 3 to 6. So bring some toys by as we get set for Christmas. Cam, let's play some Pump the Brakes. What do you got for us?
I got Doctor Makes a Mistake.
Oh, God.
Pump your brakes, kid.
No. Well, the guy's dead, but it doesn't have anything to do with the doctor.
Okay.
He said it was unrelated, the death later date. But a surgeon is fined $3,000 for amputating a patient's wrong leg.
Oof. How much money?
$3,000.
He got fined $3,000?
Yeah.
Is there a lawsuit that's going to be attached to it, I assume?
It was basically from the lawsuit was basically what this fine is for.
No,
surprise,
no,
it's only
no,
that.
No.
Like,
no.
This is in Austria, so maybe it's a little different over there. I don't know.
There's no, if it's different in Austria, you can cut somebody's leg off and only have to pay them $3,000. That seems like a bad place to live.
The court awarded $5,000, but okay.
Let me guess, they were trying to cut one leg off and cut the wrong one off, is that what happened?
Pretty much.
Does he end up with no legs?
Yeah.
This isn't funny, man. I hate stories like this.
I know, but, so the 43-year-old surgeon, was...
Is that why they're like, hey, basically you were going to be in a wheelchair regardless because you weren't going to only have one leg, so it's not that big of an inconvenience for you? Because I'd be like, hey, I at least could limp around on some crutches. That's terrible.
But yeah, he was supposed to have a planned operation for the left thigh, but he marked the right thigh for surgical intervention. The right thigh was then amputated without any medical indication. The court awarded $5,666 in damages to the widow of the patient who died before the court date for reasons unrelated to the amputation, they specify. Both the accused and the prosecutor have until until the court date's final. The hospital released a statement following the incident, which called it a tragic mistake caused by human error. We would like to affirm that we will be doing everything to unravel the case, to investigate all internal processes and critically analyze them. Any necessary steps will immediately be taken, the hospital said at the time.
I mean, like, what's there to, like, investigate or study? Like, he messed up. Like, it's
but
like
yeah,
he
after amputating the wrong leg, he had to also go and amputate the other leg that needed to be amputated. So, just bad all around. Bad all around.
I got a more positive story.
Please, ooh. God, please.
A wrong number leads to this.
Yep. Love connection?
I know what you're talking about. It's always... This is better than love, isn't it?
Maybe. Better not be that damn 6-year anniversary of those guys getting together on Thanksgiving, is it?
No, it's not. Wait, who are you talking about? What guys?
I think sometime like
some Draven doesn't go to the good part of the internet.
Some grandma accidentally texted the couple that one time. Yeah, they go to hang out every Thanksgiving together.
It is kind of cool.
But
you see it on Twitter and you're like,
I think the first two times it's cool, but at this point, do you think they actually someone to do it? Like, hey, we got to get these likes on Twitter and Facebook like, and Instagram.
They probably don't even eat. It's like, hey, let's post our social media. Let's get out of here.
Meet up for the picture.
Let's go back to our actual families.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I think it was cool the first couple of times, but when I see it in year six, I'm like, do they actually still want to do this? Or is it just like, hey, you know, this is what the only thing we're really known for on the internet. Like, people are going to be asking about it. Let's Chad Bozeman having to throw up the Wakanda Forever. What was the guy's name? Shiggy? They had to do the dance with Drake or whatever. What was his name? Wasn't that his name? Man. Shiggy?
Draven, you're the Drake
Diggy,
guy.
Diggy? I think it was Diggy.
Maybe.
What the hell are you talking about?
The car video thing that went viral. I think it was for like,
I know what
God's
you're talking about. I don't remember
the
guy's name. But yeah, when people used to like jump out the car and dance.
Maybe it wasn't God's plan. It was, was it the
Kiki?
Yeah.
Whatever song that was, yeah. It was like Diggy or Shiggy. But then like he got popular and just had to do a dance everywhere he went while also being reminded that Drake stole his dance and made it much more popular. And anyways, back to whatever you were saying.
Notre Dame prep basketball team. Or is it football?
Not what I was thinking it was.
Basketball, football, doesn't matter. They tried to add a teammate's number to a group message, right? No big deal. Added it to a group text. It was one digit off. What are the odds of this? It was one digit off, and the wrong number was Bucks defensive back, Sean Murphy Bunting.
Okay.
What are the unbelievable. I mean, that's unreal, right? That's crazy. So, Sean Murphy Bunting, I guess, got the group text. And he then went to, I guess, was just like, yeah, you know, I'll let the kids meet some of the players while we're at it. So they FaceTimed, passed the phone to Leonard Fournette. He introduced Gronk, Mike Evans, Richard Sherman, and then, of course, ended with Mr. Brady, Tom Brady. Ugh. Ended up on the FaceTime. All the kids got excited. Pretty cool story. What are the odds of that happening, though? That's crazy, right?
I mean, there are a lot of phone numbers, so yeah, I'd say the odds are very low. I think the odds are low of just getting somebody that would even respond to you in a nice way are pretty low.
Yeah.
What are the odds of like the grandma accidentally texting this guy that wanted to come and have Thanksgiving with her 6 years in a row? That's probably pretty low. Because if it was me, I'd do it maybe one time. I don't think I'd do it one time.
I wouldn't win.
If she's a good cook, I'd come back twice. But at a certain point, I'm like, I don't really feel like traveling anymore. What are the odds they still live close together? Anyways, is this guy like flying in? Like,
I don't know.
So they were trying to get a high school group text and ended up with some Buccaneers.
Yep. Tried to add a member of a new teammate's number, and it was Sean Murphy Bunting instead. How about that?
Now he has to change his phone number.
I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
I probably would. Pretty cool, though, huh? Imagine you in high school, group text.
And there
were group text when you were in high school?
So where? I really didn't, honestly. Like,
what do they do for this?
They really didn't, honestly. Like, you could. Sometimes it would.
When
it would
did
go.
Those really start up?
I mean, you could sometimes, but then like if it was like, you know, I remember like the first version of group text. If sometimes it would just go out all separately to like one thread, and like it was impossible to try to like link up. I don't think we had group text.
You can do that now too. You can set on settings to where like it sends individually to everybody.
We could send at least 10 people in a group text.
Okay,
but again, I don't know if you could like really reply and how it would go through. I don't know, but anyways. So wait, were they? I guess from like where's Bunting from? Was it like in Tampa? Like are these kids all local, or is he like probably
it's
a number?
Notre
probably...
Dame High School.
Okay, well, so, I guess that could be it.
Notre Dame prep basketball team.
Okay.
Wasn't even football.
Either way, good show by you guys today. The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.